Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
This podcast is brought to you by Epicor Profit 21 ERP, purpose-built for distributors. In sports, the best teams don't chase the scoreboard. They set the pace. And in distribution, pace matters. 60% of top distributors run on Epicor Profit 21 ERP. It's ERP purpose-built for distribution, enhanced with agentic AI that doesn't just inform, but acts. Optimizing inventory, streamlining purchasing, and making every day easier. Don't play catch-up. Visit epicor.com/win.
The moment you decide to start a business, you're hit with just this overwhelming choice.
Oh, yeah.
Do you build a complex app? Should you go try to conquer Amazon? Is the real move just, you know, making endless videos on TikTok?
And you're guessing at every step.
You're guessing. You pour months, maybe years, into building this giant thing that hopefully someone buys.
Right.
But what if the path to profitability wasn't about building that giant product right away? What if it was about solving one specific expensive problem manually? If you target the right problem, a quick way to $10,000 only requires finding two clients.
Just two.
That changes the game for a beginner.
It forces a necessary focus.
Yeah.
Welcome to this deep dive. If you feel that common anxiety of starting a business with, you know, limited resources, you're in the right place. That fear of overload is exactly what this strategy addresses. We're analyzing an approach that kind of flips the traditional script. It's an effective blueprint championed by entrepreneurs like Alex Hormozi. The idea is start small, prioritize cash flow immediately, and only scale once you really understand your customer.
So we're unpacking three core pillars. First, why starting with high-value services is, well, the ultimate risk minimizer.
Absolutely.
Second, how to surgically pinpoint a truly profitable, rich niche. And third, we're going to tackle that massive psychological hurdle of premium pricing and why it's actually easier than being cheap.
And this whole strategy is so concentrated, it's designed to be completely actionable in about 8 weeks. It is the single most effective domino you can tip when you're starting from scratch.
Okay, let's start with that fundamental mindset shift. We all know the cautionary tales, right? The founders who spend 6 months building an app or software that just ends up as vaporware.
Total vaporware.
We need a system where we learn the market while we're actually getting paid.
That is the core philosophy. You have to choose the service-based model first, purely for immediate cash generation.
Okay, so just break that down.
Look at the timeline contrast. Products need months of development, testing, capital investment, services. You can generate cash flow in days.
It sounds like pure risk minimization.
It is. You start with zero capital. You're solving one specific problem one-on-one. And that interaction, that's where the magic happens.
Right.
That one paying client reveals exactly what the market is willing to pay you for. You stop guessing. And even experienced builders, I still wrestle with this myself sometimes, that impulse to build features nobody asks for.
That urge to complicate things.
Exactly. But you learned infinitely more about the fundamentals of business by serving one paying client manually than you ever will building a complex unsold app.
And the math difference is just, it's so compelling. If you want to hit, say, $10,000 in monthly income, you need 1,000 people to buy your $10 ebook.
1,000 people. It's a statistical nightmare for a beginner.
Right.
But if you shift to a service model and you're charging $2,000, you only need 5 customers to hit that exact same $10,000 goal. And finding 5 specific qualified people is infinitely easier than finding 1,000 anonymous buyers.
And this service approach also guarantees you don't build the wrong thing. You're getting paid for the data.
Yes. Take the dental practice example this strategy outlines. Instead of guessing what features a dentist needs in their software, you work with one dentist manually, and they don't want a fancy dashboard. They reveal the real pain point is that appointment cancellations are costing them $15,000 a month.
You get paid to discover the actual market pain. But wait, how do we stop ourselves from defining the problem based on what we can solve rather than what the client genuinely finds expensive?
Look for problems costing businesses time, money, or staff retention. not broad issues.
So we've established the math works for high prices, but finding those five high-ticket clients means you can't afford to be broad at all.
Not at all.
And that brings us to the second pillar, pinpointing the rich niche.
Specificity is your greatest asset here. I mean, if you try to serve everyone, you instantly serve no one.
Right.
A truly profitable niche is always defined by a specific group that is experiencing an expensive or intensely painful problem. If the problem doesn't hurt, they won't pay premium rates to fix it.
And for business owners, what does that pain look like?
They'll pay to solve three types of problems. Money problems, not enough sales. Time problems, they're working 80 hours a week and need leverage. Or team problems, losing good employees.
The contrast between a weak offer and a strong, focused one is just staggering.
It's everything. The weak approach is saying, I do social media marketing.
Which is a commodity.
It's a total commodity. Yeah. The strong high-ticket approach is, I help high-end roofing companies get more leads using Facebook ads and automation.
Ah, okay.
Or think about a writing service. Instead of, I write emails, you say, I write daily newsletters for finance coaches to help them sell their high-ticket courses.
But that second one, you know exactly who it's for, what it does, and what the result is.
Exactly. That surgical focus ensures the clients you're targeting are already in a cash-rich environment. They have the capacity to pay.
So you're not just guessing.
And you don't need to spend weeks guessing what problems they even have. This strategy suggests using AI tools, you know, like ChatGPT or Claude, for brainstorming. Ask them to list 10 specific expensive problems in fields like healthcare or real estate. It dramatically accelerates the process.
Whoa. I mean, imagine the specific insight you gain just from solving one client's deeply painful six-figure problem. That knowledge is instantly scalable.
It is.
Because now you own the exact script, the exact tool stack, the exact process that got that result. That is the leverage we're looking for.
That's the path to becoming an irreplaceable authority.
Okay, so we've defined the niche, but I know people listening are sweating right now just thinking about charging $5,000 for a solution. It can feel like fraud if you're new.
Premium pricing attracts serious clients who value results and gives you time to succeed.
Okay, this is where most beginners fail. They believe that because they're new, they have to compete on price.
Mm-hmm.
But we're arguing the exact opposite. Low prices often lead directly to a demanding, low-profit business death spiral.
They absolutely do. Low prices attract low-quality, demanding clients. They drain your energy, they complain, they aren't fully committed. It is so much easier psychologically and practically to manage two clients paying $5,000 than 20 clients paying $500.
That makes sense.
If you only have two clients, you can treat them like kings. You have the bandwidth to over-deliver. You spend that extra time getting genuinely amazing results. And those better results, they generate higher quality testimonials and better referrals.
Your treat's a positive cycle.
A self-perpetuating one, yeah.
And the high price itself is a psychological cue, right? It signals quality and trustworthiness. I mean, think of the analogy. If you need specialized surgery, Dr. A charges $500 and Dr. B charges $50,000.
You're trusting the $50,000 one.
Instinctively, you just trust they'll deliver better results.
That psychological weight matters so much. When clients pay a premium, they're committed to the outcome. They respect your time. And crucially, they're far more likely to actually follow your advice, which is necessary for them to get the results you promise.
So how do we justify that price then? Do we just charge $5,000 because we feel like it? How is it calculated?
We use value-based pricing. And this is the deep insight. We don't trade time for money. We trade value for money.
Okay.
Think of it like a mechanic. You aren't paying $150 an hour for their time. You're paying them to fix the engine so your $20,000 car works again. That's the value.
I see.
For a service business, you look at the client's problem. If you help a dentist prevent $15,000 a month in cancellations and you charge them $3,000, that's a clear 5x return.
So for them, it's not an expense.
It's a great business decision.
Once that premium price is confidently set, what's the most effective, least spammy way to get those high-ticket clients to actually notice us?
Direct outreach with personalized videos that show them exactly where they're losing money.
Okay, clients aren't going to magically appear, especially not the high-value owners we need. We have to go to them.
You do.
So we focus on where they spend time, LinkedIn, industry events, private Facebook groups.
And when you reach out, you have to avoid the generic email that everyone ignores. The simple structure that works is this. Personalize the message, mention one specific problem you noticed, offer a little slice of value, and then just ask for a short chat.
The key actionable tactic here is video outreach. Using a tool like Loom, this is where personalization really gets leveraged.
It is shockingly effective. You record a short screen recording, you go to their website, their social profile, whatever. You highlight a specific visible issue, a broken button, a confusing sales page, and you show them visually where they are losing money and tell them exactly how you would fix it.
That has to break through the noise.
It does. If you send that video to just 10 qualified business owners, you will get at least one interested response that leads to a real conversation.
Let's look at how the whole plan is sequenced in the 8-week roadmap. I think we need to slow down and focus on how a beginner executes this week by week.
Right. So phase one is preparation. That's week one. You pick your niche, define your premium offer and price, and find contact info for just 20 leads.
20. Okay.
Phase two is outreach. That's weeks two and three. You start messaging those 20 leads. And the goal is just to get a call, not to sell immediately. You can even use AI, like ChatGPT, to help draft friendly, non-salesy outreach.
And then we move to the crucial part, phase three, the sales calls, in weeks four and five.
And this is where you act like a doctor. For 80% of the call, you just listen.
You listen.
Let them explain their symptoms, diagnose their own pain. Once they feel heard and understood, then you step in, clarify the pain point, offer your solution, and present the price. You have to diagnose before you prescribe.
And what's the final phase?
Finally, phase four is delivery. That's weeks six through eight. Over-deliver for that first client no matter what it takes. The goal is to secure a high-quality, results-focused case study or testimonial.
And that social proof makes selling to the next client so much easier.
Proof simplifies everything.
This roadmap feels fast, and momentum is everything. So what is the single biggest mistake people make that causes them to just derail this whole thing?
Beginners scale too fast, they hire before understanding the work, and they lose focus chasing too many ideas.
We need to talk about those simple, almost avoidable errors that just sink smart people.
The first one is scaling too soon. You land one client, and the immediate thought is to hire a VA or automate the process.
Right, you want to get out of the work.
You have to do the work yourself for the first 5 to 10 clients. You need that deep, personal, hands-on understanding before you can teach it or automate it effectively.
Okay, what's the second trap?
The second, and probably the biggest, is giving up too early. Business is a brutal numbers game.
Yeah.
You might send 10 highly personalized videos and hear nothing back. That's statistically normal. You might need to send 100 to get one client. People like Hormozy failed and lost everything twice. Persistence is a measurable part of this.
It's just part of the process.
I remember when I first started, before I landed my first high-ticket client, I spent $500 having a designer create the perfect logo and business cards. It was a complete waste of money.
Oh, that's a total trap.
Total trap. And that feeds directly into the third one, shiny object syndrome.
We see it constantly.
Focus is your absolute superpower. Don't chase dentists one week, then pivot to crypto traders, then try a clothing brand. Pick one niche, stick with it for at least 6 months to build momentum, even if it feels slow.
Okay, and the last one?
The fourth trap is making it complicated. You don't need the logo, you don't need business cards, you don't need a fancy website, and you don't need an LLC on day one.
Right.
Avoid preparing as an excuse for doing. The only thing that truly matters on day one is talking to a potential client about their pain.
If we commit to this 8-week process, what's the single most important habit we need to maintain to keep the momentum going past that initial period?
Always prioritize finding new clients and generating proof over spending time on unnecessary complexity.
This has been a critical deep dive. Let's recap the core plan.
Let's do it.
One, identify and solve a real expensive problem for a specific group, the rich niche. Two, start with a service, not a product. Minimize that risk and maximize your learning.
Right.
Three, charge premium value-based prices to attract committed clients. Four, use direct, highly personalized video outreach to break through the noise.
Yes.
And five, focus ruthlessly on over-delivering results and collecting irrefutable testimonials.
The blueprint is simple, the math works, and the risk is minimal because you haven't built anything yet. The difference between where you are now and where you want to be is purely action. You have all the information you need to start right now.
We spent so much time talking about finding clients and solving their expensive problems. But think about this.
Mm-hmm.
What specific recurring expensive problem are you currently ignoring in your own life, personally or professionally, that someone else could package up and turn into a $5,000 high-ticket service?
That's a great question.
The market rewards those who act and those who solve expensive problems. Go send that first message.
60% of top distributors run on Epicor Profit 21. It's ERP built for distribution, enhanced with agentic AI that doesn't just inform, but acts. Optimizing inventory, streamlining purchasing, and making every day easier. Don't play catch up. Visit epicor.com/win.
Use math to make the world a better place. Become an actuary through the Society of Actuaries and find solutions to the world's most pressing challenges. As an actuary, the only thing higher than the pay is the satisfaction.